We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now this hour of the program of John and Neil brought to you by Shane Company. Blow our mind, not your budget, with an engagement ring from Shane Company. Shane Co. is your friend in the jewelry business. Well, we are getting through a lot of stuff. Our thanks again to Greg Garza and to the Five Stripes, all you 17s that are going to be at the game on Saturday, rooting on United against Vancouver. Part of a big weekend ahead for us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I should say, though, that that game, because of the NCAA tournament, the United game will be on our sister station, WAOK.
Yeah, it's still going to be packed, though. I know a lot of people are going to be looking at tournament games, but, boy, that game's going to be packed.
Yeah, Saturday's going to be busy. What were the Hawks playing Milwaukee and United playing? The Hawks game, by the way, this time is on the road and not at home, so there won't be that crossover of Phillips and Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, that would be scary.
The NFL continues, and we are monitoring all the big sites right now this morning for the very latest news from free agency. Today is the day that free agency technically opens, and it doesn't open for another 7 hours at 4 o'clock this afternoon. When all the trades that you saw that were proposed and were happening and all the free agents, Kirk Cousins can officially, all the paperwork gets faxed in. I don't know that they actually use a fax anymore. They probably use.
They probably do.
An electronic thing.
They use the fax and then they use it like the FedEx next day service probably, or next day service to get what they need there in a speedy amount of time. So,
right.
Yeah, probably.
You know, some version of that. That'll happen. The wheels will be spinning at the NFL offices at 4 o'clock this afternoon because their inbox is going to get full real fast with all the things that have come down. Today, this morning already, we are learning of some more moves. Adam Schefter reporting that Frank Gore is in Detroit to visit the Lions today. The man who never stops.
Man, if I'm Frank Gore, I'm not going to Detroit. I'm sorry, Detroit fans, but this is my last go-round. I know he's been playing a long time, man. Has been one of the few running backs to have seen every contract that he's been a part of, like has played through all of his contracts. So if I'm Frank Gore, man, I'm trying to go somewhere where I can win me a championship. I mean, that's where my mind would be. That's where my mind would go because he's been a workhorse, man. Still had a productive season last year. And he's a guy that I would venture to say is a Hall of Fame running back. You know, I forgot what his numbers is, but he has some pretty good numbers for a running back. And he needs to probably go somewhere and try to – he needs a ring chase. Mm-hmm. He needs to be a ring chaser.
And you want proof that not all free agent signings work out. How about the failure of a free agent signing in Chicago? The Bears this morning, a two-year deal with Chase Daniel to back up Mitch Trubisky. That means Mike Glennon is back of the market, and the failure of what they paid Mike Glennon to go in and be their starter last year.
But you know what, John? I don't think that was a failure because they paid Mike Glennon to go in and do exactly what he did. I mean, when you look at it, they paid him, and then they moved up in the draft and got Mitch Trubisky. He cried. He cried about that. He was mad.
Yeah.
But come on, man, you was a play setter. You was a play setter before they even thought about drafting that young man.
Mm-hmm.
You were going to be a play setter. Nobody's going to give you the keys to their team, not for a long period of time. No. And you served your purpose. You got paid. And you're going to get a chance to get paid again.
I mean, he joins a long list, though, of guys that are sitting out there kind of looking for a spot. Guys like, we were talking earlier about, you know, what happens with Trevor Siemian in Denver now. What happens with, who was I just thinking about? A.J. McCarron.
Those guys are going to get a job, John. But Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan are going to get paid first.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, I mean, there are a lot of guys that are
Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan are going to get paid first.
And that's what we're kind of on standby for. Oh, one other quick move this morning has been reported by Ian Rappaport. The Browns have a three-year, $15 million deal done with running back Carlos Hyde. What does that mean? You've got Carlos Hyde. You've got Duke Johnson. Are they saying maybe not Saquon Barkley?
That's a lot of running backs. That's a busy backfield. But still, you can still get him. You can still get him. The Browns are playing with a lot of money. You got to remember that. They're playing with a lot of money. But it does send a message to make one think that Saquon Barkley might be off the list. But, man, I'm telling you, who is the quarterback there? because there was no clear-cut favorite outside of Josh Allen, and that was because of his physical stature. But there was really no clear-cut favorite at the combine to say, oh, no, this is definitely the first round.
Well, now, Sam Darnold did not throw. And so, I mean, maybe they're just in love with Sam Darnold.
You never know, John. I mean, it's one of those things where, again, there is no clear-cut number one overall. There's no – there's that guy's not out there, or he's not been – people have not gotten it right.
I agree.
So it's between him and Saquon Barkley. Now, you look at what the Browns have done, it does make you wonder. But, man, you're talking about a retread in Carlos Hyde, a little bit older. He's about 5 years Ohio State running back. But if you have a chance to draft a difference maker – at that position, I think you take it. That kind of says to me, the more I think about it, John, that maybe they feel like Saquon Barkley is not that big difference maker at that number one pick.
Maybe not. I don't know what to read into this. Again, they have Duke Johnson. They had Isaiah Crowell, obviously. But now they have Carlos Hyde, and they gave him $15 million, which isn't a ton of money. I get that. But how crowded is the backfield if you're going to draft Saquon Barkley number one?
First off, I mean, Hyde and Barkley are two different guys. See, one thing that people keep forgetting, and I don't know why this is, I understand he's a physical specimen from what he's shown, and I love him, but Saquon Barkley has never carried a workload like he would, like a Leonard Fournette or any of the running backs at Alabama have all done. He's more of a 15 carry, 7 catch guy. That's what he was at Penn State. He was versatile. He was unbelievable. So what makes you – why would you not go out and sign another guy? You know, Duke Johnson hasn't been this world beater at Cleveland. No one really has, obviously, on offense. But that doesn't mean that they're not on the Barkley train. It just means they have a lot of money to spend, and they want to put as many weapons as they can around a one-year Tyrod Taylor experiment.
Yeah, I guess Carlos Hyde was kind of a surprise.
I look at it like that. Now, this is how I look at it. Now, you might be totally right, but if you're my number one pick, you have to be more versatile than that. Like, you have to be able to carry the ball 30, 40 times. Like, to me, when I think about it, put it like this. If Todd Gurley was in the draft, if he was in this draft, would he be the number one overall pick? Would you think that he would be the number one pick overall for Cleveland Browns because of everything that he can do? And he can carry the ball 30 times a game.
Right, mm-hmm.
And he catching the ball out the backfield.
I guess, and I've talked to different people. Like, I was talking with Arch the other day, and, you know, he likes Saquon Barkley and with no clear quarterback. But I think if everybody's thinking something different, we all have different thoughts. John Dorsey's an old-school GM style. So if he is sold on the guy at quarterback, if he saw what he fell in love with Josh Allen, mm-hmm. he's taking Josh Allen 1, and then he's going to try to get Barkley at 4 because it could be there. So, but just because they're signing, well, my point is just because they're signing, no running back gets, other than Gurley did last year at times, no running back really gets that 30 carries a game anymore. You want to preserve these guys, especially a dual threat like Barkley. You don't want him carrying the ball 30 times because he's going to get those 25 touches in different ways.
Both Rappaport and Adam Schefter, especially Schefter, reporting now about another deal that former Viking running back Jerick McKinnon is going to get a $30 million deal. Jerick McKinnon is getting a $30 million deal from the 49ers for Jerick McKinnon.
You big mad or little mad? Yeah, this Man. Is free agency. I mean, this is why when people, not saying you, but people count other folks' money, getting upset, you can't.
I'm just surprised. I'm not upset. I don't care. I mean, 49ers can spend whatever
they want. I know you're not upset, but why do you think players fought so hard for free agency? This is what free agency is. The only way that I am going to entice you to come to my team is I have to pay you. You know, regardless to what has been being said up there on that podium about this, the best fit for me. Now, part of that is true for some people. Like Kirk mm-hmm. Cousins can say, yeah, I went to a better team and I want to win and yada, yada, yada. But you best deliver.
Right. You best deliver.
You best believe that there are Vikings fans, when they signed you and told the fans that you were the answer,
and you're taking
you best
the
believe they've made their reservation for Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
They have their hotel room already.
Right.
Because in their mind, they're going to the Super Bowl. It's a lock because guess what? We got Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, if they don't get to the NFC Championship game, they're going to, wait a second, we got to the championship game with Case Keenum. What the hell's your
problem?
We
got Kirk Cousins. We going to the Super Bowl.
Now, this hour
we
of the show
winning it all.
Is brought to you by Renter's Warehouse. As we talk about a little bit about some of the latest news in the NFL and some of the signings that are popping on the Twitter this morning ahead of the 4 o'clock opening of the league year. You know, talking about this, I look at the amount of money and I think that the Falcons are right in just kind of sitting back and kind of taking their time, biding their time a little bit. I mean, do we want to spend $30 million on a guy? It's not going to be Jerick McKinnon. That's all I'm saying. I'm good for him. Congrats that he got paid. I have no problem with that. Also, you should know this too. If we think about the Browns signing Carlos Hyde, Chris Landry is a guy who I respect immensely. I did a show with him at Fox for, Chris and I were probably on the air 3-4 years together at Fox Sports Radio. He's a former scout and runs LandryFootball.com and is probably the smartest guy in football I've ever known. And last night, Chris put out, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I think, Bo, you saw it too, his kind of revamped draft order in terms of the best players, the key players, the way he does it, the high-value players. And if I read it right, Chris Landry was saying, Hugh, that he values Landry, who's really smart, says that he values Bradley Chubb of NC State, and he values Quentin Nelson, the offensive tackle at Notre Dame, right there as the potential number one pick. He says those guys are such good difference makers that they could be, in theory, the number one pick in the draft, and you couldn't go wrong.
You know, and that's what teams are looking for, but you also have to look at teams that are in position to draft in those top spots and their needs. Now, there are some teams that are going to go into this draft, and they're going to draft the best player available, but The teams like in the middle or whatever, they're going to draft for their specific needs. The teams at the top, they're going to draft for their specific needs. That's why it's a toss-up when you talk about the Cleveland Browns and what they're going to do. Because I honestly feel, John, that with these young quarterbacks and it being up in the air about who's the best and who does what better and there's really no clear-cut favorite, I truly believe that Saquon Barkley is the best player on the board.
I'm not going to argue your point because I do too, but we'll see what the Browns want to do. All right, right now your chance to win $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
stage. Who's going to stand first on that big stage at the NFL draft? Will it be Saquon Barkley? Will it be Sam Darnold? Will it be a surprise? You have till 9:59 to text the word stage, STAGE. Don't rush to the racetrack like you're racing in a NASCAR stage. Just drive to the racetrack, pull over, and text STAGE, STAGE, to 72881. That's 72881. I know sometimes the real estate maven will say, you need to slow down. STAGE to 72881. And hopefully if you text STAGE to 72881, you're going to get a call right after the top of the hour. You're going to win $1,000 in the National Signing Bonus Contest. We're talking about some of the moves this morning ahead of the 4 o'clock opening of the league year for the NFL, when all these deals will become official and Kirk Cousins will become a Minnesota Viking and Case Keenum a Denver Bronco and Tyrod Taylor a Cleveland Brown. You know, the point that Bo made, though, with John Dorsey, we cannot get inside John Dorsey's head. So just could it be possible? You go out and sign, you make a move for a quarterback, right? Okay, you got Tyrod Taylor, who's a serviceable guy. He's not exactly superstar, but he's serviceable. You go out today and you sign Carlos Hyde, a running back, and you're kind of going, okay. What's your point here? Is it possible that maybe John Dorsey is in love with a guy like Bradley Chubb so much so that he doesn't want him to go to, I don't know, the Giants or whoever's right behind him, and he's going to go, look, we're going to take Bradley Chubb number one and pair him with Myles Garrett. Is that possible? I guess it would be. It'd be surprising, but...
Okay, ask yourself this, John, and this is the dilemma that Cleveland's in. Okay, let's break it down to this. You need a face of your franchise. Last year, Myles Garrett was a high pick, but he was still not the face of the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually an honor that's bestowed upon offensive players. Now the question is whether or not, who is that going to be? Josh Allen, just throw a name out there, or Saquon Barkley. You know? That's what you're looking at. Even with, like, just think about some of the, when you watch during the season, say, for instance, the Rams, when they played,
mm-hmm.
and they had, like, the little, what you call them, the fonts on the television.
Mm-hmm.
You had a quarterback from the opposing team, and you had Todd Gurley. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. No, I get your point.
So the Browns, like, It's football. There's no question about it. This is a football decision, but also you have to look at the branding for your franchise right now. And one of those two guys is going to be the face of your franchise. That's what you're looking at. Like, if it's the quarterback, that's great. He's going to be on everything. You know, he's going to be the heir apparent. He's going to start immediately. Your running back, same thing. He's going to have to start immediately because he's your number one pick. He's your big chip. Both of them, is for that matter, 1 and 4.
A lot going on. What are the Falcons going to be doing? Are the Falcons suddenly going to be making any news today? I know a lot of Falcons fans have been quiet. We'll look a little bit at what the Falcons might be looking at.
Everything you want for your drive home.
I don't want to think when I'm listening.
Hey, that's the show.
You stupid.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Dude, you guys got an awesome show, man. Y'all keep me laughing every afternoon.
Thank you.
Dukes and Bell, afternoons 2 to 7.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Real quick, John, freaky side note.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to know, we had a meeting yesterday, and I wanted, well, you, Daryl, you weren't there, but I just want to ask other people that were there this question. Did y'all see Mike Bell hair? Like, at the meeting?
Yeah.
He has, like, a lot of hair. Like, listen, that's my boy. Me, we're cool.
Oh, that's true. He did.
But Mike Bell didn't have that much hair when I first got here, dog. I'm just saying. I mean, I ain't trying to bust nobody out. I'm just saying, I need to probably get on that Mike Bell.
Did you get a picture?
No, I didn't. But, dude, he has like Elvis hair. He got it slicked back. Looking good. Like, Mike Bell, if you're listening, your hair looks great, dog. And I'm a little jealous. I need to get to Mike Bell, dude. Because I swear, at some point, like, he was joining the train, John. He was on that ball train with me. And now he's made a strong comeback, and I need to go on here and probably. Daryl, you with me? I'm gonna get this hair thing going.
I already told you I'm trying to get that Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm gonna go ahead and get back on the hair train. This is not a diss. I'm saying I like he has hair. And you know, as a ball person, when you see somebody that's bounced back from something like that, you want to give them props and you want to see what their secret is. That's all I'm saying.
It's grown.
It's dude, he has like a fade. He got a fade.
Yeah, I'm looking at this picture.
Yeah, he got a fade. Yeah. It looks great.
I ain't mad at him. Get him, Mike.
Dude, I'm kind of jealous because I can't grow hair. So I'm looking. And he has given me, like, hope that there's some out there for me to get, you know, get me some hair. I'm saying. Everybody's looking at me all weird. Dude, you didn't think his hair?
I had a procedure done. Yeah. I mean, I had the procedure done because I was balding, and I had, gosh, it's been 15 years ago now.
He's bounced
back.
But
I had hair put on top. All this was gone 15 years ago, and I had to put back.
Mike Bell, man. I mean, it looked great.
All that?
Yeah. Well, what's left of it now?
Starting to fade back away.
Well,
I'm just saying, dude, if we're going to see if we go half on a procedure, they give us some hair.
John, you're the best.
I don't need that much. I just need the front. I just need, like, so what we'll do, we're going to go half on it, right?
No.
And they'll give me the front part, and then you just take the rest.
Let's do it like that. Except you got to use your own hair.
No, but I'm saying, we're not doing that. But we'll
do it like that. I was going to say, I don't think y'all are compatible.
Yeah, no.
That would be pretty funny. You use mine.
Yeah, it'll look weird. But I guess the procedure is a dollar amount to seed the whole head.
Yeah.
I don't need my whole head seed. I just need the front.
Yep.
And
I
can
walk
you
through
rest.
It. I mean, because they take a whole whack from your. But I still have the scar. They cut a whack out of the back of your head.
But we don't even know if that's what he did. I don't even think that's what he did. I think he's been taking like herbals or something. I don't think he did the procedure.
I never did the herbal thing, so I don't know. Well,
I don't know.
I gotta ask him
because I don't know. But it looks great. It looks great.
Yeah, we're talking on the morning show here about a number of things, including the NFL opening its league year today at 4 o'clock. A couple of news. Again, news is just happening through the day. Nigel Bradham, back with the Eagles, Hugh. They just announced a new 5-year deal. He did not go free agent, so he's going to be back. That's big news for the Super Bowl champions. He was an important part of that linebacking core.
Yes, he was. And you're talking about they're making tough decisions. I was talking to somebody this morning on Twitter, and I was talking about how the Philadelphia Eagles have won the Super Bowl, but they have some big decisions they have to make. They let Brent Celek go, let the other young tight end go. And they're going to have to make a decision on Jason Peters as well. I don't know what Jason Peters' cap number is, But Jason Peters really didn't play at all this year. He got hurt early. He got hurt real early in the season. And you might be looking at it, Howie Rosen might be looking at that situation is like, hey, we could potentially move on from Jason Peters. Because I can't remember the young man's name that stepped in for him, but he played pretty decent this year. Derek Barnett. But he played pretty decent this year. That offensive line was one of the most vicious, protective offensive lines down the stretch in the NFL. So you might be looking at a situation where you could potentially move on from Jason Peters. Well, that offensive line played with a lot of nasty. Man, it really did.
I tell you what, there's a lot going on with the NFL. And Brett Celek is a guy that the Eagles had to let go of. Because they got Zach Ertz and they had other options at tight end, though Trey Burton's gone.
That's who it was, Trey Burton. Trey Burton. They let him go too, as well.
Yeah, he went to the Bears to be part of that Chicago team. So anyway, you have so much going on in the NFL, so many guys changing teams. Celek is a guy that's available. Let's start to look at the Falcons. Now, the Falcons have, as you know, put tenders on a couple of guys, Ben Garland and Rico Allen. Then they're going to bring back a couple more players. Austin Pastor's going to be back. Leon McFadden's going to be back. So they're starting to do kind of the certain stuff to solidify their roster. And now as they start to look into free agency, we don't know what's going to happen yet. Dontari Poe, because the defensive tackles really haven't gone. Muhammad Wilkerson went to the Packers, but we don't know about Ndamukong Suh or Sheldon Richardson, who's got, Sheldon Richardson's got a lot of upside and a lot of downside. He's kind of who's going to take him kind of on that. Dontari Poe could go out there and get a big money deal. We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen with Adrian Claiborne. I will say there are a couple of guys now that are suddenly available and more guys like Jason Peters who may become available who might be intriguing to me where I have the Falcons. One of those guys is the guy you just mentioned. I am personally intrigued by Brent Celek. Falcons need to upgrade that tight end. No Levine Toilolo anymore. Celek is a guy who, as a veteran, as a first down guy, as a blocker, big and strong as he is, and he's a big, strong dude.
He's a big guy. He's a big guy. He's bigger than Austin Hooper. Mm-hmm. He's a little bit bigger than Austin Hooper. He's better put together, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
He's long and lean. I think that could be something that you could potentially look into, but again, you heard Thomas Dimitroff say something to the effect that he does not like one-year deals, one-offs. So what are you willing to give Brett Celek? A two-year deal with a three-year option or something like that? I think you're going to have to be creative in the way that you structure these deals.
Oh, agreed.
And that's what we're looking at for the Atlanta Falcons. Because, again, people, I just look at the Falcons, and I feel that they are looking at it like we don't really need to make too many drastic moves. Because we're going to get mostly what we need through free agency. Because we got most of our guys locked up, and we're looking to take care of. Excuse me, through the draft. Yeah, you're right. Because we got most of our guys locked up, and we are just looking to, add complement pieces. Because we got our core group.
I don't disagree with you. But that's why I don't think Brett Celek would be all that expensive, and he would be an upgrade. See, the problem with tight end is, unless there's three guys they talk about in this draft, at least the experts talk about in this draft for tight end. You got Hayden Hurst in South Carolina, this kid from Penn State who blew up at the draft, and Jamiski, and then you have the kid from South Dakota State, I think his name is Gobert or something like this, who's like from South Dakota State, as three tight ends, which, it's Gusecki. Thank you, Mike Gusecki from Penn State. Who blew up at the draft at the combine? So you have three tight ends that everybody talks about. I don't know if the Falcons will be in a position to take one of those because you're at 26 right now. I still think you have to go into this draft thinking defensive tackle. That's the position I think that has to be number one on your board in your thought process at 26 if you're the Atlanta Falcons. Now it may not work out that way, but that's the thought process. So I can see going into free agency for a tight end. I can see going into free agency. With Jordy Nelson being available now, that is an intriguing thing. And you're right. I know that he doesn't want to do one-offs, but how about incentive-laden deals?
Yeah, but you're still looking at – it has to be a couple years. Like, you're looking at – I think you have to look at it like this. Brent Celek has been in the league 11 years. I don't know off the top of my head how many years Jordy Nelson has under his belt. But I think he has 10. I thank you, Squid. I think that you have to look at it like this. Look at the way the Atlanta Falcons are structured right now. You would say the quarterback is the oldest guy. Well, outside the kicker.
Well, yeah.
Well, outside the kicker.
We take the kicker away, right?
But he's the oldest guy on the team. Like, he is one of the oldest guys on the team, him and Julio.
But
when you look at that as a whole, they're still fairly young guys, and Matt's going to be here for a long time. You're talking about 5 or 6 years. Everybody else is either under their first contract or going into their second or
Correct.
Going to, you know, getting redone.
And you got to remember that this is something when you're playing chess, you've got next year and the year after.
Well, and not only that,
all those guys that are going to be coming up.
Your team is young. You strike when they're young. The formula is working for them right now because you look at second year in, Coach Quinn's Super Bowl appearance, third year playoffs. They're in their mind at the Falcons organization right now, they are looking at no less than being here in Atlanta for the Super Bowl. That's how they're looking at it. They feel like they are in position. If they make some of these key moves in free agency that help bolster their team a little bit in certain spots, and they get these young guys that's going to help them. They pick the right young guys that's going to help come in and contribute for them right away, that they'll be right back in the position that they were in last year. Because look at it. You're talking about a defense that went from the middle of the road, their Super Bowl run, to one of the top 10, 15 defenses in the league in a year. And you had a one-year guy in there. Now say, for instance, you get a guy in there that's your guy and that can help push the pocket and help complement Grady Jarrett even better. Then, dude, you're right there. But you can get that guy in the draft.
Right.
The way that they play, you can get that guy in the draft.
And if you're looking at moving on from Shelby and Upshaw and Poe, you're going to have to probably make that kind of a move in the draft. Because you have to look, it's fair to presume that Tack McKinley is going to be potentially a monster next year. I mean, you have to assume that. I mean, the way he grew during his rookie year, you have to say Tack McKinley from the jump is going to be a dominating, putting Vic Beasley back at the other defensive end. I know it's rotational, but those two on the starting defensive end have got to perform, and Vic will have a chance to, you know, put up better numbers now that he doesn't have to do the whole linebacker thing and just focus on putting his hand in the dirt, so to speak.
Yeah.
And Tack on the other side, and if Tack is as good as he started to grow to, I think there's a lot of reason to believe those two are going to be terrors.
I think that in order for Vic Beasley to strive or to thrive, excuse me, that Tack has to become more of a threat. More of a threat than he already is.
Yeah, and then people are asking, you know, could Sue be an option? Maybe. I mean, we'll see. I mean, it depends upon money, too. I mean, you have to understand, right now the money is stupid. I mean, Jerick McKinnon, local guy, played at Georgia Southern. We wish him well. I'm just surprised he would get $30 million. That seems like a lot of money for a guy like Jerick McKinnon. Not that he's not a player. He is. It's just the money. I'm just talking about the money. I'm not trying to dog Jerick McKinnon. I'm just saying, you know, how much can you afford to spend when you're pairing him like Devontae Freeman? All right, as we continue, we'll check in on the stories we missed in the Wendy Zone.
A sports talk veteran and a 10-year NFL veteran.
Yeah, that's right.
This is John and Hugh.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is a story I wanted to talk about for the past couple of days, but who is one celebrity that you will always see on the court, or at least court side, of a Lakers game?
Jack Nicholson.
Bingo, Jack Nicholson. Well, Twitter and the broadcasters and the commentators are all up in arms when Jack Nicholson, who's been to a few Lakers games, to say the least, was shown having to show his ticket to an usher.
Jack Nicholson, he's been to a game or two here before.
He didn't have to show his ticket right there. It looked like he was showing that usher his ticket.
You think so?
I can't believe he has a ticket.
So Twitter, all of us, because Jack Nicholson.
I'm Jack Nicholson, fool.
who sits courtside pretty much every single Lakers game had to show one of the ushers his ticket.
Now, see, listen, I'm not for extremes. But Cat need to be fired, especially if you live in L.A. and
Wait,
you don't
the
know
usher?
Who. Yeah, he need to be fired for that,
he's
for the inconvenience.
Why?
Dude, because it's Jack Nicholson.
They're doing their job.
Dude, I understand that, but that's just like you carding Kobe when he comes to the door. Like, Kobe, you cannot tell me that Kobe cannot just walk up to the Staples Center and just walk straight in if he wants to.
It was probably some grandma. So well, I didn't see the video,
dude,
so I don't know.
Could you imagine?
Where's the video posted, Wendy?
It's probably everywhere. Just look up Jack Nicholson
okay,
ticket.
Okay, let me look and see.
You'll
but
see the
still, video. D, that's just like if somebody, if Kobe rolls up in the joint, they tell him, excuse me, Mr. Bryant, you don't have a ticket.
I need to
Are
see
you
your
drunk?
Ticket.
Jack
Nicholson, he's been to a game or two here before.
He didn't have to show his ticket right there. It looked like he was showing that usher his ticket.
You think so?
I can't believe he has a ticket.
That's my point.
I can't believe he
it's
has
like,
a ticket.
It's some people, dude, you just don't fool with. That's just like Jenny Buss. You asking Jenny Buss who she is?
No, you're not asking her who she is.
But I'm just, okay, did, that was extreme. Okay, that was a little extreme. But still, it's
very
Jack Nicholson.
Extreme.
But Jack Nicholson has been sitting courtside since Magic.
Man, this was some youth, man. I'm looking at the picture of the gentleman, man.
Is he one of the millennials?
Yes.
Oh, man, come on. Stop it. You need to be fired. You don't need the job.
He was doing his job.
He's doing his job.
And you live in L.A.
He was doing his job.
Come on, man.
But you're told, like Daryl said, you're told,
a few good men.
You know if he got those tickets, he got bread.
Well, yeah, the seats are $2,000 a pop
Come
every
on,
game.
Man.
He's doing his job, man.
He need to be fired. Like, listen, I don't advocate firing nobody. You need to lose your job.
I guarantee you he won't check it again, though.
He probably won't work that section again.
Yeah, he won't check it again.
He won't work that section again.
Yeah, you don't check his ticket. You say, yes, sir, Mr. Nicholson, sir, what can I get for you, sir?
You know how they do in L.A. So, they look at you first, they size you up. Oh, you must be somebody. Then the next question, so what do you do? Like, that's the question in L.A. That's how L.A. people roll.
Do you think after he showed his ticket, he said, you just weakened the country, son?
Jack wasn't even mad. He was smiling.
He couldn't handle the truth.
No, because he probably said, this ignorant individual.
Don't say what you're going to say, you.
This ignorant person is asking me for my
ID. We had
ID?
A meeting yesterday.
Yes, we did.
What did we learn in the meeting, Hugh?
That's for us. Social media is bad.
Okay,
In a positive way.
No, it said learn the facts before you comment, Hugh.
Yeah.
But listen, what are you talking about?
Learn the facts.
He should know who Jack Nicholson. You should know that he's somebody if he's sitting courtside.
If you're working, somebody should say to you, by the way, courtside here at the Lakers has a few stars that show up. People like Jack Nicholson and Steven Spielberg, who has tickets.
I'm his boss. I'm proud of him today.
You know.
And by the way, he wasn't sitting courtside. He was trying to get to his seats to sit courtside. So that's why he had to show his ticket.
Still Jack Nicholson, though, man. Still Jack Nicholson. I just think there's some people you just have to know. Like, he's an iconic figure. Did you watch Batman, young fella? Did you see A Few Good Men? Did you see The Witches of Eastwick?
Wendy didn't.
Really? You pulled The Witches of Eastwick of all the Jack
Nicholson
movies?
What was it? Chinatown? Did you see Chinatown?
No, Wendy just sat there? Wendy didn't see those movies.
I wouldn't have
gotten down to The Witches of Eastwick.
Did you see The Shining?
50.
Have you seen my IMDb? Do you know who I am?
IMDb.
Did I say it right? IMDb, right? Yeah.
Well, Jack Nicholson is what, 80 years old now?
Probably. Somewhere around there.
If it's a millennial.
Millennials. Millennials ain't like, they shouldn't have jobs if they're doing stuff like that. They shouldn't. Now, that's a little harsh.
Yeah, that's not
That's
nice.
A little harsh.
That's not
but
nice.
This guy doesn't need to have his job, though. He doesn't need to have his job.
Well, quickly, the Warriors had to cancel Tuesday's practice, not because the team was sick, but they could have been sick because they were probably a little or just feeling it from the night before when they all celebrated Steph Curry's 30th birthday. Uh-huh. Steph Curry showed up on a yacht with the live performance by E-40. That's how he pulled up to his 30th birthday party. He hopped on stage, led a Rick James karaoke showdown. And
Rick James for a 30-year-old guy? Okay,
yes.
That's good.
He's an iconic figure. I bet you anyone asked Rick James for his ID if he'd have went to the Lakers game.
I'm gonna be quiet about that.
I'm Rick.
You know where Rick James is right now?
Yeah, that's.
I know where he is, but I'm saying if he was alive, they would ask him. They would ask him. You know who the super freak is?
You don't remember the BET Awards when he was still alive and he was mad about that because he said the young lady asked me in the back who I was and what I represented and I told her I'm Rick James. And you know the rest is history.
Remember that learn the facts thing we just went over, Hugh? Yeah, well, that applies.
Well, I knew Rick James was dead. I'm just saying if he was alive, you don't ask Rick James for his ID.
Did you not hear what Daryl just said?
Oh boy.
He got ID'd like right before he died.
She should have got fired too.
Is today Ben's Valentine's?
It is.
Okay, just checking.
Was that a way
I was just breaking that.
It's anti-Valentine's Day.
But most Warriors players were there. Ayesha Curry put on her Insta story. Steve Kerr was busting a couple of moves yesterday. Paramore's Hayley Williams sang him happy birthday. But yes, Warriors practice was canceled yesterday because they all partied on Monday night.
Who is Paramore?
Really?
No, I don't know who Paramore is.
See, the millennials would know.
See, but I'm not supposed. But see, this is the difference. I'm older. I'm not supposed to know who Paramore is. That's not my genre.
I know what a Paramore is.
But we're supposed to know.
I know what Paramount is.
Yes, of course you do, because it's iconic movies. If you live life and you have parents, they're going to tell you about these iconic movies.
You had parents.
Yes.
Boy, you couldn't sound more hypocritical right
no,
now.
No, I'm trying to tell you, dude, you know what? I could call
I'm
my son right
him.
Now.
I'm sorry. I mean,
and he knows, my here. Son knows who Parliament Funkadelic is.
Right.
And he knows the Commodores. You know why? Because when he was growing up, that's the music that he listened to. Because he had to know, and he knows who Rick James is. Because dad used to play Rick James all the time.
Does he know who Jack Nicholson is?
Yes.
Are you sure?
The Batman. No, that I might lose on that one.
Why don't you text him right now?
No, I might lose on that
text
one.
Text him right now.
I'll give you that one because he's 15. But I bet you he'll give a good college try.
Why don't you text him and ask him and let's see what the answer is.
He's at school right now. No, he's not at school. He's probably at home. Well, he's probably listening to this show as we speak. What's going on, man?
Well, then that's cheating.
It's not. Well, he probably knows now.
But you know who? You know who they are? Rick and John, top of the hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.